Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, this is Metal Mike. You know me from jamming with Halford, Hay Museum. I teach at Metal Heroes Academy, and you are listening to Talking Metal.
Okay, before we get into the episode, let's thank the people who support me on Patreon. Eddie the Head 83, Nick Beach, Mrs. Metal Dan, Sam Warwick, Kato Yokova, Adrian Cusick, Dane Damage, Madison Hatter, Seth B., Alan Janssen, Hank Reeves, John Simpson, Huckney Jacobson, Ed Ferguson, Denny Striegel, Patrick Sabin, Jerry from Salt Lake City, Blue Walsh 21, Victor Guzman, Gene Eugene DX, Sean Richmond, Mario Charance, Andrew Miller, Jeremy Weltman, Chris Riley, Johan Erdestrom, Stephen Rodriguez, Tommy Anderson, Gregory Muse, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska, Brad Dahl, Dan Gerwan, Victor Ruiz, Sam Soupy, Drake, Matt Carroll, Joe Ryan, Jason Seth, Stephen Saylor, Ron Keel, Jean-Francois Blah, Anthony Mackey, James Bennett, David Gray, Fred Roots, Michael Street, Mike Jones, Steve Hoker, John Bouvoiri, and Metal Dan. You too can support me on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com and search Talking Metal. Or simply type in patreon.com/talkingmetal. If you want to catch up with other things related to me, you can check me out on social media. And of course, there's markstriegel.net. Metal Mike is an amazing guitar player. He has just an incredible history. He's played with Pain Museum, of course, and most known as the guitar player of the Halford band, Rob Halford's band outside of Judas Priest. But of course, he played with Sebastian Bach for a while, and I think played on one of Sebastian Bach's best post-Skid Row records called Angel Down. Really great record. If you haven't heard that record, it is just great. But I mean, this guy has recorded with Axl Rose on that Sebastian Bach record. Yes, Axl Rose is a guest on that record. He's recorded with Bruce Dickinson on that first Halford record, Resurrection, one of my favorite Halford releases ever, and that includes Fight and Judas Priest. Yeah, he's recorded with Bruce Dickinson on that record, as well as Halford on the song, I think it's called The One You Love to Hate, such a great tune. Anyways, Mike is the man. I cannot wait to reconnect with him in person at Dingbats in Clifton, New Jersey on November 27th. Emily and I plan to be there, and it's going to be a great night of metal and rock by the Metal Gods guitar player, Metal Mike. And here we go. Metal Mike on Talking Metal. Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and we have one of our longest Talking Metal friends on the show with us, a guy who's really been with us since the beginning, Metal Mike, the great guitar player who lives here in my home state of New Jersey, who's played with everyone from Rob Halford to Sebastian Bach, to name a couple, as well as many, many others. Mike, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, Mark. Hey, brother. So psyched to be here. Thank you again. I was looking forward to hearing your voice again, man.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to hearing your guitar playing again in the live setting, because there is a Metal Mike concert happening soon here in the great state of New Jersey. Tell us about that. What's going on?
Well, yeah, brother. You know, once a year, I, no matter what I do playing wise for the other months, I always make sure that I do one show in New Jersey for friends, you know, metal maniacs, family, everybody I know, so they could just come out and come out to see me, and it allows me to put out a big celebration of heavy metal once a year, and usually happens in November. And it's going to happen actually on November 27th for us in 2021. Sadly, we had to miss last year, but so we are back bigger and better than ever before. A lot of surprises in store.
Cool. And when, so it's November 27th, and it's where, at Dingbats?
Yeah.
Dingbats, Clifton, New Jersey.
That's right. We love the guys at Dingbats, and they always make us look home. And I want to make sure that I play it at a true and tried heavy metal venue, and Dingbats just fits the bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you share? I mean, if you can't, it's fine. But can you share who's going to be playing with you?
Yes, of course. So on vocals, it's Mark Lopes. Mark is most probably known as the singer for Ross the Boss and his band.
Great voice on that guy, man. Great.
Yeah, just like a piercing, soaring siren type of vocalist that I really was looking for because of the my past with Halford. And I needed a vocalist who, A, would be excited about singing those songs, and two, someone who can actually do sing those songs, because saying you can and actually doing it are two different things. And Mark can certainly hit those notes, and he's got the stamina and energy. So fantastic. Mark Lopes, he's been jamming with me since 2018. And on drums, we have actually a New Jersey native, Ronnie Lipnitsky, who I've been hoping to play music for a long time, but Ronnie's been busy with Overkill for many years.
Yes.
And
great drummer. Oh, great guy too.
Great guy foremost. And just a very solid drummer. Great double bass capabilities. And I love Ronnie because it's never too much smoke for Ronnie. Like, okay. Like, Ronnie, I swear to God, after the first rehearsal, he goes to me and said something that a drummer never does. And he says, "Should I wear leather pants for this?"
Right.
And I said, "You are so perfect for this. You don't even know."
Yeah.
You know.
What was the answer? Does he have to wear leather pants? Or?
Well, I said, Ronnie, if you want, you can. But you know, I know you guys sweat like hell back there. So if you don't want to, it's fine. You know, drummers are just wear shorts and just go for it. So I'm like, it's not a requirement.
It's not a necessity.
You gotta love that kind of attitude, because that's the spirit and the attitude that I want to project with my project, which we can kind of talk about the ideology why I'm doing this, and. On bass, very special for the show. I'm actually having my past Halford bandmate, Mike Davis, come in.
Nice.
Specifically for this to play bass.
Wow, that is great. That is great. And would there ever be new music with these guys? Do you envision recording with them or doing anything in the studio with these guys? Because that's quite a lineup.
Yeah, I actually do envision doing that. I just do not know today whether it's going to be full on release or maybe we're going to do one or two songs. But as you know, the guys are very capable of writing and of course playing excellently. So I would like to do some recording with them, probably for next year, rather.
Cool.
Cool.
Well, we look forward to that. And I would imagine the set list would be pretty intense. You know, you're going to get the Pain Museum stuff, Halford stuff, and probably just, what else?
Yeah. I mean, we went straight to the core, with the set list. You know, there's going to be the Metal Mike Guitar Hero segments and all of that, but We're going to go really deep into the Halford catalog, kind of concentrating on the beginnings of it. Mostly, a lot of resurrection material, a lot of songs that were B-sides for Japan only, like Said Wings of Destiny or Hell's Last Survivor, things like that.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, then we're going into Fight, because even though I was not the guitarist in Fight, I played Fight music for so long, I kind of feel like it's just part of the same family now. Yeah. And you certainly don't hear any Fight being played live. So there you go. And, yeah. And I said, well, I mean, fans are there to hear a few things. And one of them is certainly Judas Priest. And I stayed away from that side a little bit. Even the guys in my band were asking, so why don't we just do some Priest? And I'm like, I don't want to do Priest, man. I'm not trying to kind of do quote unquote that. Like, I have my own history. But then I said, then I started thinking, I said, well, Zach Wilde does Zach Sabbath. Like,
yeah,
who cares?
Right.
Like, and Priest is my favorite band. So I'm like, okay. So just tiny bit into it, I'm like, man, of course we're going to do it. So I said, if we're going to do it, we're going to go hard at it. You know, we're not going to do Breaking the Law. So there's some very special Priest songs.
I cannot wait.
In the store. Yeah. I'm actually visiting your record. I'm not going to tell you which tune, but we're going to visit actually a record called Ram It Down, because I'm a sucker for 80s yeah. Priest. So there you go, Mark.
Ram It Down. Wow. Yeah. I was just talking about that album, and it is, there are some really great songs on there, you know, and it has a different feel, because there's, I think there's a lot of actually drum machine on there, but there's some great stuff on there. That I think a lot of times gets overlooked. So I'm glad you're going to possibly shine some light on that record. I do quickly want to talk about your cool guitar camp, the Metal Heroes camp. But before that, I want to talk about one of my favorite records, one of the records that I think is one of Rob Halford's best. I mean, and that says a lot, because as you mentioned, Judas Priest, just, I mean, what a band. But when he came out with Resurrection, man, the album that you play on with him.
Yeah.
I just got, listening to that for the first time, I just got chills down my spine. I just ordered recently the vinyl of it. They're putting it out on vinyl, which I cannot wait to get. But that record, so many great songs, and really brought the metal god back to metal in a lot of ways. And you were there for that record. And when I, for me, again, Halford, an amazing catalog from Priest to Fight to Halford, you know, but this is one of my, this is top 10 for me as far as Rob's releases go. And that says a lot, because I love everything the guy has done. Yeah. This was just such an amazing thing to have him really fully come back to metal. Memories of maybe going into the studio or writing these songs or working on these songs with Rob and Roy Z that you could share, anything you want to share about this great record?
Well, it was special for two things, actually for several things, but it was special for the obvious thing, because for myself, it was the first time I was involved in a real world big record. And I don't know if the record was going to be big or not, but it was like a real experience for me with going to Los Angeles, working in studios. I was like, all right, this is how the big boys do it, you know? Obviously, anything that's first to you in your life is special. Additionally, it was a very much a band collaborative album. And I would say more so than any other record we've done since that record. It was literally two guitarists, Roy and Rob, and a drummer in a studio working riffs out.
Right.
Like, Rob was there every day listening. We would meet at the hotel and we would drive to the rehearsal with Rob. We'd be done with the rehearsal, maybe go out to eat with Rob. So that kind of stuff ends up making different types of records than if a lead singer and the producer locked themselves away in the room and worked together. Either one could be great, but more often that first hungry band-driven effort are the ultimate records. And that's what I remember about that album. And of course, just how quickly things have turned around is that, you know, I was doing guitar lessons around New Jersey, like I always have been. And then we had a conversation with Rob's management at the time. And I'm teaching some obscure song to some kid, to some student. But back then I was just trying to make a dollar, make a living, to saying, well, you guys are going to be playing Madison Square Garden with Iron Maiden in about 4 months, and it's probably going to sell out when it's, so I'm like, well, all right. So this is how things have changed. So it was
who was on that bill? Was it just you guys and Maiden, or was Motorhead on that bill too? I can't remember.
Actually, like Queensryche.
Queensryche, right. Yeah. And then Maiden came back, I think a couple years later and did, it was Motorhead, Dio, Maiden, I think, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah, it was Dio, Motorhead and Maiden. That was awesome. I was at that show at the Garden too. Yeah, but it was a very special record, man. I mean, it was just, man, as raw as you can get, locked in the room every day working in Los Angeles, beautiful sun, you know, and just working on music, very nervous about the whole thing. And people were into it, man. And result was good.
And it holds up. Like, I mean, there's so many records that just don't hold up over time. I mean,
yeah,
guys, if you haven't gone back and listened to that record or any of the albums that Metal Mike did with Halford back in the day, they are well worth revisiting. And, you know, you went on, you did some work with Sebastian Bach, some pretty high profile work, going on tour with Guns N' Roses, opening up for him extensively. That was I'm sure another big career point for you. Sorry about the barking dogs.
It's all good. It's all metal.
Actually, let me ask you, have you been in touch with Sebastian at all in recent years?
Actually, the answer to that is yes. I have been in touch. We sort of kind of collaborated together, music writing, but it's been a little bit of a touch and go with that. So no real result to speak of that. And I'm just being very, very upfront about that. But we have been in touch, you know, and the truth is that, you know, not to sound funny, but I have nothing but love for Sebastian, you know. As a band, there are a lot of different dynamics and different personalities. And sometimes, you know, things end up one way or the other. But, Sebastian is probably one of the true, what Sebastian Bach tells you is exactly what he thinks. There's no filter on the dude, whether you love it or hate it.
Right,
and he's
right.
One of the last great rock stars of, should I say, the heyday, because I really don't see that type of personality anymore in heavy metal. I had some incredible times jamming with Sebastian. And I love him. So it's all good between him and I.
Very cool. And before we let you go, I know we are limited on time, but you do something that's just so cool. You're spreading the guitar knowledge, the guitar beauty onto not only a new generation of kids, but you also have adults that you work with. Talk about Metal Heroes and what's going on with it and what we can expect with your cool guitar camp.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about this stuff because, you know, what should I say? It started because I wanted to, quote unquote, work when I was not on tour. You know, a lot of musicians would go on tour and they would just kind of sit home and wait till they go on tour again. And I said that is not really a good way of continuing. As I switched to doing more things on my own under the Metal Mike moniker, which is less financially good, but it's artistically fulfilling. I'm like, you have a degree in music, you love heavy metal, provide that for others. And then, well, that was the initial reason why I did it. But then I realized that there was actually a real.
I didn't know you have a degree in music. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, where did you go to school? I graduated from Berklee College.
Berklee, okay, right.
When they're on the partial scholarship, and so I don't. I said, listen, dude, like you have a Berklee College of Music diploma and you've been in the trenches Like you're the perfect guy to teach it to others, because I don't teach from theory. I don't have theories of how things could work in the real world like some teachers. It's like I've proven that it works. It's like I've seen it work. And I've taught those things to others that have worked. So I'm not philosophizing of how things might work out there. That's not the type of thing I do. And so I started doing a summer camp for kids, and it's been completely awesome. I have kids and the parents come in from all over the United States, whether it's California or Texas, Illinois. And then while the dads started asking me, can we do this too? We play. And I said, all right. So I started doing Metal Mike's Ultimate Metal Guitar Retreat. I actually have one coming up on Friday. Cool. And we just meet in the Catskills for a weekend. And we do 24/7 guitar workshops. We barbecue. We sample craft beer. We drink coffee. I mean, we have guests. It's completely awesome, man. So It's these dudes who grew up on Jakey Lee, grew up on Glenn Tipton, KK, George Lynch, DeMartini, and that's what they want to play. It's like, well, what else are they going to go and get that? Who else is going to like barbecue with them and talk to them about metal passionately and teach it to them correctly? Well, Metal Mike's going to do that, right?
Right on. And where can we find out about this? Is it linked through your website, metalmike.net?
Yeah, or actually even better, they could go directly to my teaching side, which is metalheroesacademy.com.
Okay, cool. We will link both of those in the show notes today on talkingmetal.com. In your podcasting app, just pull open the show notes, guys, and you will get those links. And again, it is Metal Mike at Dingbats, November 27th. What time do you go on?
I will not go on later than 10 o'clock.
Okay, cool. I'm going to be there then, because I sometimes go to Dingbats and it's like 1 a.m. I was and went on, and I was like, this is rough, but that is great. 10 o'clock is doable for me.
Yeah, that's exactly why we're doing that. I said, we're not doing 12 o'clock going on. It's 10 o'clock till 11:30, whatever. And Elvis is leaving the building. I'm just kidding. But you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be there. That's great. That's great. 10 o'clock. I cannot wait for this.
Yeah, it's going to be such an awesome show. Let's just say I'm going to have more smoke, more Marshall stacks and flying Vs that's ever been even attempted at Dingbats. Plus, you get to hear Judas Priest. Come on.
Yeah. All right, man. We're going to be there. Emily and I will come and say hello to you and Ron Lipnicki in person. Just an amazing drummer. Guys, you got to see Ron play live. He's just fantastic. And of course, awesome. Metal Mike. So I cannot wait. We'll see you there, Mike.
All right, Mark. Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate this.
Big thanks to Mike for joining me. Man, I love the idea of you know, playing guitar. I used to be such a guitar player. I still play every day, but sometimes it's only like, you know, 10 minutes or so, but I make a point of picking that guitar up every day. I used to be able to shred and stuff, man. I want to get back to being a great guitar player. Why not, man, right? And what better way to do it than go hang out with Metal Mike for a weekend, drinking craft beers and barbecuing and playing guitar? That sounds like a dream come true for me. I'm seriously thinking about that too, but I will definitely, well, I won't say definite, but I will 99% sure that I will be at the Dingbats show on November 27th, a Saturday night, getting my metal fix with Metal Mike and the band there at Dingbats, jamming some Judas Priest, some Halford, some Payne Museum. Cannot wait. See you there, guys. Please come up and say hi to Emily and I when you check out Metal Mike at Dingbats on November 27th, Saturday night. All right, guys, we'll talk to you next time. Please support me on Patreon. A $5 a month pledge a month gets you a t-shirt.